This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Okay, picture this. You've put in the time, you've invested money in Google Ads, you've carefully set up your campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, suddenly things just aren't working like they used to. Your ads, they're slipping down the page, maybe below competitors, or sometimes, poof, they're just gone altogether.
Yeah, that's a really common frustration. And honestly, it's alarming for businesses that, you know, rely on those digital leads.
Exactly. And what you're describing, it points right to this big challenge,
mm-hmm.
competitor outbidding on Google Ads.
Absolutely. And it's more than just like a small annoyance, right?
Yes.
It can seriously mess with your budget, drain it on clicks that don't convert.
And cost you leads, really
yeah.
valuable leads that probably should have been yours.
Precisely.
So if you're feeling that pressure, well, our mission in this deep dive is to really unpack why that's happening.
Right. Get to the root causes.
But maybe even more importantly, we want to give you a strategic playbook. We're talking real actionable ways to fight back,
mm-hmm.
how to win more of those valuable clicks, and maybe even turn this competitive heat into, well, an actual opportunity for growth.
Yeah, because the research is pretty clear on this. It's not really enough to just be on Google Ads anymore. You've got to stand out.
You really do.
And what's interesting, I think, is that while the problem feels simple, like, oh, they're just spending more money.
Right.
The actual solutions involve a lot more nuance, strategic thinking that can, you know, actually level the playing field a bit.
Okay, so let's start there. Let's explore the main reasons why you might be getting consistently outbid. Reason number one, and it's often the first one people think of.
Yeah.
Competitors just coming in with higher bids and, frankly, bigger budgets, just throwing more cash at the keywords you want.
That's definitely a big part of the Google Ads auction reality. I mean, while Google tries not to only reward the highest bid,
sure.
a bigger budget still plays a major, major role.
Yeah.
Especially in those really competitive spaces, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
It just sets a cost baseline that can be tough to beat if you're just trying to match spend.
But, okay, here's where it gets really interesting and where the stuff we looked at really focused. It's not just about who bids the most.
No, not at all.
Even if your bid is similar, competitors can still win.
Mm-hmm.
And it often comes down to something Google calls quality score. Can you break that down for us? Why is it so important?
Yeah, quality score is... Well, think of it as Google's way of grading your ad's relevance and usefulness to the searcher.
Okay.
It's a massive factor. Google actually rewards ads that really closely match what someone searched for that lead to a great landing page experience.
Mm-hmm. Like fast loading, easy to use.
Exactly. Fast, relevant, easy to navigate, especially on mobile. And also ads that have a strong expected click-through rate. Google predicts how likely people are to click your ad.
Oh.
So if your competitor nails those things better than you, they get a higher quality score. And Google might show their ad higher, even if their bid is the same as yours, or sometimes even lower.
Wow. So it's like Google's built-in mechanism to reward quality over just deep pockets.
It really is. It prioritizes that user experience.
Okay. So money matters. Quality score matters a lot. What else? The research also mentions smarter targeting strategies being a factor.
Yeah, this is another big one. You got to ask. Are your competitors maybe getting, like, way more precise with who they're showing their ads to?
How so?
Well, they might be using specific tools. Things like Customer Match, where you can upload your own customer lists to Google.
Oh, right. Targeting existing customers or similar people.
Exactly. Or they might be using really specific demographic filters or maybe running highly segmented campaigns for different audience types.
And the result of that is?
The result is they show up in those really valuable, high-intent search moments more yeah. often. And you might be left competing for broader, maybe less qualified clicks, which isn't as efficient.
Got it. So it's not just the bid or the ad itself, but also being smarter about who sees the ad and when.
Precisely. Finding the right moments, the right people.
Okay, that gives us a really clear picture of the why. Now let's pivot to the how. How do we fight back? How do we win more clicks? And it seems like the first big strategy loops right back to that quality score thing, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Improving your quality score is probably the most powerful lever you have, often better than just cranking up bids.
So how do we do that? What are the concrete steps?
Well, the research points to a couple of key things. First, take a really hard look at your ad copy. Is it super clear? Does it really tightly match the keywords you're bidding on?
Relevance is key.
Hugely key. And second, and this is critical, optimize those landing pages. Make them fast. Make them mobile friendly.
Oh, been there, right. Click an ad, land on a page that takes forever to load.
And you just hit back instantly. Yeah. So it's not just about pleasing Google's algorithm. It's about preventing actual user frustration, which, guess what? Google notices and factors into your score.
It's total sense. Okay, so we work on our own house, improve our quality score. But it also sounds like we need to understand what the competition is doing. How do we analyze their strategy?
Yeah, you can't operate in a vacuum. This is where you need to use the tools Google gives you, like Auction Insights.
Right, that report inside Google Ads.
Exactly. It shows you who you're competing against and how often you're ranking above or below them. And then there's Google Ads Transparency. It's newer, but it lets you see who's running ads on certain topics.
So it's not about being sneaky. It's about learning.
It's about competitive intelligence. You need to really dig into their messaging. What are they saying? What offers are they pushing? Check out their landing pages, too.
What should we look for there?
Are they using strong trust signals, like testimonials or guarantees? Mm-hmm. Are they creating urgency? Are their calls to action clearer or stronger than yours? These insights are honestly invaluable. You can learn so much.
That really does sound like getting a bit of a secret weapon.
What?
Okay, so we analyzed the competition. Building on that, the next strategy seems to be about tightening up our own targeting, making sure we're not wasting money.
Precisely. Stop the budget bleed on clicks that just aren't going to convert. This means getting serious about negative keywords.
Filtering out the irrelevant searches.
Yes. And don't just set them and forget them. You need to review and update them regularly. Otherwise, irrelevant stuff creeps back in. Also, really look at your location settings. Are you targeting too broadly?
Good point.
And experiment with audience layers. Can you zero in on specific demographics, interests, or behaviors that signal a more valuable potential customer? The goal is just maximum impact for every single dollar you spend.
Okay, makes sense. Now, what about the bidding itself? Should we just be manually tweaking bids constantly? The material we looked at talked about embracing smart bidding with a strategy. What's that mean?
All right, so smart bidding uses Google's machine learning, strategies like target CPA.
Cost per acquisition.
Yeah. You tell Google how much you're willing to pay for a conversion, and it automatically adjusts bids to try and hit that target. Or maximize conversions, where Google just tries to get you the most conversions possible within your budget.
So you let Google's AI do some of the heavy lifting?
Kind of, yeah. It can really help you compete, even against those bigger spenders. But, and this is a huge but, it only works well if you have accurate conversion tracking set up.
Ah, the data feedback loop.
Exactly. Google's algorithm needs that data. Mm-hmm. It needs to know what a conversion actually is for your business. A form fill, a purchase, a call. Otherwise, it's just guessing. You won't get the real benefits without feeding the machine good beta.
Got it. So it's not magic. It needs proper setup and data. And that feels like it leads right into the final strategy mentioned. Track, test, tweak, repeat. This isn't a set-it-forget-it game, is it?
Oh, definitely not. Winning consistently on Google Ads is all about continuous optimization. It never really stops.
So what should we be tracking?
You need to be keeping a close eye on your key performance indicators, your KPIs, ideally weekly. Things like click-through rate, CTR, your cost per conversion, your impression share, how often your ads are actually showing up compared to how often they could have shown up.
And then making changes based on that data.
Yes. Small, informed adjustments based on what the data tells you. Don't just guess or make changes based on gut feelings. It's like running ongoing little experiments to constantly improve.
Okay, so when you put all that together, this whole challenge of being outbid, it starts to feel less like a dead end, doesn't it?
Yeah, totally.
More like a wake-up call, maybe even an invitation to just get smarter about how you're doing things.
Exactly that. It really is a significant opportunity if you approach it right. What we saw across the board is that the business is truly winning in these tough, competitive markets. They're not always the ones just spending the most. Right. They're the ones winning with better strategy, with precision, with a really deep, ongoing understanding of their performance data. They make every single dollar work harder for them.
So by applying these adjustments, really focusing on quality score,
right,
analyzing competitors intelligently, refining targeting, using smart bidding correctly, and that constant optimization loop, you absolutely can turn this problem of competitor outbidding from a major headache into a real growth advantage for your business.
Yeah, it shifts the focus. It becomes about outsmarting, not just outspending.
Outsmarting, not outspending. I like that.
And when you pull back and look at the big picture, it's this combination, right? Improving ad quality, sharp strategic analysis, super refined targeting, smart use of bidding tech, and crucially, that commitment to continuous optimization. That's the winning formula.
Okay, so let's leave our listeners with a final thought to chew on that.
Yeah.
In this world of just constant digital competition everywhere, how might continuously analyzing and adapting your strategy, not just on Google Ads, but maybe across all your digital marketing efforts, how might that be the ultimate differentiator for real long-term growth?
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.